it's of course I walk in other cities, but I'm more at home here than I would be in Melville in Johannesburg, as I was trying to tell you. It would be even more difficult for me now to take a photograph in Soweto. I just feel it completely out of place. I remember sort of like being in that street when sort of like, you know, passing Desmond Tutu's house and feeling it's like this blue little bunker in the middle of a city, you know, the most secure, weird place. Yes, in the middle, it looks just kind of juxtaposed to, you know, Nelson Mandela's little old house at the corner. And behind it, Winnie Mandela's others, and the nursery, okay? And then the memorial of Soweto, okay, which every single person wants to go and see. And what's so funny, when you walk into Nelson Mandela's front old front room, is all these honorary degrees from every single American college you can think of. Makes you kind of laugh, really. But you know that that's a different. It's in conversation with something, okay? And I'm kind of relieved that, you know, it's in some ways it caricatures something that sort of, it marks the ending, and yet it's very emergent in the architecture of Johannesburg. And I found that very disturbing, so in some ways this is what I mean by returning home, to try and think about what has just disturbed me in the last few months I've been traveling away. Whereas if I want to go, if I'm in, say, when I've been in Kingston, then I find pockets of Harare.
You mean in Jamaica?
Yes, I find pockets of Harare, you know. If I really want to go to Mbare in Hyphens and Harare, I go to Kingston, you know. And in some ways it's, okay. Do you know what I mean? And whereas Nairobi, there is no place like Nairobi. People, that's one of the things I say to people, that people who think that Nairobi erupted in the last 3 or 4 weeks, they've not been looking in the way in which you can't, when you have this sort of, because everybody was going to the safaris, you know, they were missing or ignoring. They thought it was okay to sort of for people to be poor or not have any fresh water. And then suddenly it erupted, and only to discover that it's been festering for the last 30 years. You know, what would you expect? That was there, you know. And in some ways, you know, it's the unfinished business that you can't. Babylon is not fallen then in that moment. It's still very much like alive and kicking. You know? Whereas you can more or less say it's not quite here in that way. You know? But this has been a kind of reterritorialization of something else. Now, if I wanted to think those two images together, I played Jashaka.